Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler, Nick, and D-Mac.
We're talking to James Merrillat. Hi, James. How are you, pal?
I'm good. How are you?
He's at 1043thefan.com. We're having some fun with our guys, Kiz and Cecil. And listen, I'm not perfect. I've asked plenty of stupid questions over the years, but I got to have, you know, I'm feeling a little sympathy for the athletes when there's like, what is Vaughn supposed to say to some of this stuff? I mean, he's not having the greatest year statistically. He's a really good player. What else is there to say? I don't think Vaughn really looks all that deeply into his numbers, or I think he just tries to prepare and play as good as he can. What else is there, James? Help me. What am I missing here?
No, I'm with you. And, you know, he's up there every single week. He's out there, you know, on Thursdays when it's the head coach, the coordinators, and Vaughn. And it's essentially been the same question since, like, week three, right, when this team didn't have any facts as a team, and obviously he didn't have any. There's only so many ways you can say the same thing and answer the exact same question. You know, I didn't think he was over-the-top rude today or anything. I mean, it wasn't – I know he kind of ended it abruptly, and, you know, the press conference had a strange finish, but it wasn't like Baker Mayfield the week before they played the Broncos when he went off on the reporter. It was just sort of awkward and a guy who was over it, and I can see why he's over it at this point. He's tired of answering the same question.
You know, listen, as far as I'm concerned, Vaughn, you're cool. You'll do whatever you do. I don't need to grill Vaughn every single week about this stuff. I mean, what seriously is he going to say? So I don't know. Maybe I'm sounding like an athlete here, which is definitely not the case. Got to stick up my brethren, I mean, better.
I don't see the point of grilling the guy either, and I don't think he's played poorly. Like his numbers are disappointing. Cecil sort of found that random stat.
By the way, Arnie,
did you hear that?
Arnie Stapleton from AP, who's a great reporter, just sent me a text saying Cecil's stat came from Next Gen Stats. So, okay, yeah. It exists. It's out there. And, you know, Cecil wasn't trying to Cecil was trying to help Vaughn.
Cecil was being a good cop.
He was definitely being a good cop right there.
I just, you know, Vaughn is a guy that, you know, his numbers aren't great, but I think, you know, for the most part, he's played fine this year. He's not getting paid like a guy who should be playing fine. But look, Von Miller's not their problem, so grilling him doesn't make much sense. If we could all, you know, get an audience with John Elway and grill him about how he's handled the Drew Locke situation, okay, that makes more sense. I mean, I love a good grilling from the media. I just don't think Vaughn's the right target at the moment. It seems like the least of their problems.
I agree.
James, when we look at the matchup Sunday, Minnesota versus Denver Broncos, and we talked all week about Kubiak and, you know, the similarities between this offense and the one that we employ here, will we be looking at the same offense, or are we looking at something totally different?
Well, I don't know if it'll be totally different, but it's going to be different. I mean, Chris Harris Jr., you know, a couple of days ago was meeting the media, and he was describing the Gary Kubiak offense, and he's talking about all these rollouts and bootlegs, and I'm like, man, we haven't seen much of that this year. Maybe a little bit with Brandon Allen when he hit Noah Fant with a nice pass, but that's about it. And then he talks about how Gary Kubiak likes to take deep shots, and you got to be ready for that. I'm like, well, we certainly haven't seen that, so I wrote a piece for the website of, like, are the Broncos really running the Gary Kubiak offense? Because what Chris Harris Jr. described is not what I've been watching for 9 weeks. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a version of it of a couple of things. One, here's the true Gary Kubiak offense. That's the first part of it. But two, here's that offense when you have Kirk Cousins and Dalvin Cook and Diggs and maybe Thielen and Kyle Rudolph. Like, when you have the right guys to run it, it's a whole different offense, and the Broncos have some nice pieces. I think Fant's going to be a good player. Cortland Sutton's a good player. Philip Lindsay's a good player. But, like, it's not all there yet and hasn't come together. So I think what we'll see is if you're a fan of the Gary Kubiak offense, which I'm on the fence, you'll see it at its best on Sunday. So you can make a true determination if you like it when you get to watch the Vikings run it.
All right, James, what's going on at 1043thefan.com?
Oh, man, lots of stuff, lots of content. Cecil breaking it all down with next-gen stats. You got to get there to read all that. But, no, there's covering all the teams, covering all the bases, videos, podcasts, stories. But also make sure people sign up for the daily. Go to the website. That way you get the email right to your inbox every morning, and it's got all the content we've produced in the previous 24 hours.
All right, thanks, James. We appreciate it. We'll look for you on 1043thefan.com. And our guy Johnny Hart is taking slings and arrows again. Holy cow, Johnny. You got to see what my goodness, James. What's going on with Johnny Love?
Welcome to the club, man. If you if you say anything negative about the Abs, they are coming after you.
Wow. Well, James, I appreciate it.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.